Michael Bloomberg fails to garner support nationally, poll shows. By Hannah Blow on November 16, 2019. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is failing to garner significant support for his long-shot presidential bid nationally, a Reuters/Ipsos poll released this week shows. Bloomberg, who signaled his intention to jump into the crowded Democrat primary field this week by filing paperwork to appear on the ballot in Arkansas March 3 presidential primary, is failing to see any sort of significant support nationally, according to the latest Reuters/Ipsos poll. The poll, which surveyed 2,235 adults between November 12 to 14, 2019, showed only 3% of Democrats and independents supporting the former New York City mayor. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, led in support with 19%, followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, with 13%. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, followed with 6% support, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, fell to 3%, tying with Bloomberg despite a months-long presence in the race. The remaining candidates garnered 2% support or less. More on the methodology. The sample includes 958 Democrats, 848 Republicans, and 249 independents. Weighting was then employed to balance demographics to ensure that the sample's composition reflects that of the adult population according to census data and to provide results intended to approximate the sample universe. The precision of Ipsos online polls is measured using a credibility interval. In this case, the poll is accurate to within plus or minus 2.4 percentage points. 19 times out of 20, had all Americans been polled. The credibility interval will be wider among subsets of the population. All sample surveys and polls may be subject to other sources of error, including, but not limited to coverage error, and measurement error. The poll also has a credibility interval plus or minus 3.6 percentage points for Democrats, plus or minus 3.8 percentage points for Republicans, plus or minus 7.1 percentage points for independents. Bloomberg has not received a warm welcome from Democrats, particularly from Warren or Sanders. Most recently, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, took a veiled swipe at Bloomberg as well as other Democrats, who appear to be joining the race at the last minute. She wrote, "Call me radical, but maybe instead of setting ablaze hundreds of millions of dollars on multiple plutocratic, long-shot, very late presidential bids, we instead invest hundreds of millions into winning majorities of state legislatures across the United States? Just a thought."